Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to continue speaking company results, and this time with the CEO of Astral Foods. If you know anything about the integrated poultry producer, is the fact that it does go through some cyclical challenges, which are largely influenced by the macroeconomic environment. Today, though, we take a look at their half-year results, where there's a slight improvement in terms of their revenue, up by 3.5%, but a few pressures in terms of poultry feed, as well as poultry sales volumes, does see headline earnings per share having decreased by 54%. To talk us through the numbers is the newly appointed CEO of Astral Foods, Gary Arnold, who joins us now to unpack the numbers. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Mr. Arnold, and excited to speak to you on these results.
Good evening, Gugulethu, and to your listeners. Thank you for your time.
Fantastic. I'm aware that you're still very fresh in the role, though you are no stranger to the business at all. Before your appointment as CEO, you served as Chief Operations Officer. So, again, had some insight into the numbers that have been reported just this morning. Maybe as a quick overview, as mentioned, the business has been very cyclical, but how would you characterize the last 6 months of your financial performance?
Gugulethu, yeah, certainly the business, the poultry industry typically volatile. I mean, the market understands that. And we've unfortunately gone through one of those periods where chicken selling prices just did not keep up with the input costs. Mm-hmm. With the drought last year, all your listeners will remember the very dry weather we had, the impact on the local maize crop, which significantly reduced supplies of maize into the local market. That led to a higher price for yellow maize, and that had the impact of increasing feed costs. So it was more expensive to feed the chickens, poultry feed prices or costs rising. At the same price, other inflationary cost pressures, and selling prices that lagged lagged the level that we achieved in the first half of 2024. So unfortunately, not able to get prices up enough to cover the higher input costs. That led to the pressure on earnings and unfortunately a squeeze on poultry margins.
Mm. Let's talk about the influence of the macroeconomic environment on your margins. Are we as consumers feeling the pressure, and as a result it comes through in your numbers?
Gugulethu, I think we should all be concerned about the macroeconomic issues. So we've, in our outlook that we released today with our results, it's disconcerting to see the numbers around economic growth. And then last week, as you know, the unemployment figures were published, and they're up. So that concerns us as a local company, a company producing chicken in South Africa. We would obviously like to see investment in the economy, growth in the economy, growth in job numbers, and of course our consumers have been able to afford the cost of living that all of us face every day. So spending power of the consumers is certainly a major concern. I mean, we've spoken about this in the past where there's constrained consumer spending. It doesn't help that South Africa has one of the highest unemployment levels in the world. So certainly we'd like to see at a macroeconomic level, pressure easing up, growth, investment, and certainly the creation of jobs. That'll go a long way to easing the burden on the consumer, and then, of course, being able to afford to buy more of their favorite protein and Goldie chicken. We work hard to ensure that we place affordable protein on the shelves in the form of chicken. It is the preferred protein source in the country against other meat sources, and we've also got to do our job. So inwardly focused on costs, making sure that we remain efficient at a farming level and produce chicken at the lowest or the best cost possible, as well as a best cost stated strategy, and of course supporting that affordable protein in the market.
100%. And just for consumers to, I guess, recall some of the brands that you actually work with, Goldie, Festive, County Fair, just a few of the chickens that we interact with or buy as consumers in our stores. But even you supply some very big quick service restaurants in the industry, those under famous brands, even the likes of KFC, Nando's and a few others. So next time we order our full chicken and chips or Streetwise too, I guess now we know where the source comes from. And that's important for us to understand the role you play within the ecosystem. Speaking of the ecosystem, I'm very keen to get your thoughts on the feeds business, especially given that this has been your field of expertise for some time and a space that you looked after for quite a while. What are we seeing in terms of the agricultural cycles as well as the harvests when it comes to maize in South Africa? Is that still a concern as to what it might mean for your feeds business going forward?
Guguletu, so the feed business reported a very good set of results for the past 6 months. You know, there was an increase in volumes, which is important in that business. The volume growth came from both the internal customer, so Binastral itself. We have increased the placement of broilers on our farms to produce more chicken. We also had a recovery in our breeding flocks and the bird numbers that we stock in our breeding program following bird flu in 2023. So those feed volumes returning to the feed business. But Meadow Feeds, the brand, was able to go out to the external market, secure new feed volumes from particularly the table egg sector. So table egg farmers coming back to the market after, you know, the devastating bird flu in 2023. And we also experienced some growth in the pig or pork livestock sector. So growing volumes, feed prices were up, but that was purely on the back of the higher input costs in maize and raw materials. But the expenses well controlled for the 6 months under review and a good performance from our feed division. So Meadow Feeds continuing to supply a well-known trusted feed brand into the market. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been going since 1942, so been around some time, but delivering a good set of results.
Sure, yeah, definitely a business with much skin in the game there. Gary, we can't ignore the influence of the political environment from a geopolitical point of view. I'm not too sure if you do have a significant trade relationship with the US, but I'm keen to understand how you view the US-South Africa trade tensions and if there's any impact that this could have on your business going forward.
Well, we're concerned, of course, about the ramifications of AGOA benefits, the trade benefits that South Africa enjoys being withdrawn. You know, we export as a country a lot of vehicles, citrus, and other agricultural exports to the U.S. under AGOA. So if that preferential trade access falls away, of course, that will be negative for the South African economy. It'll be negative for local companies and negative for jobs. So that aspect concerns us because, as I said earlier, you know, we'd like to see the economy stimulated by investment, increased trade and job creation. So having said that, that part concerns us. The poultry industry was instrumental in ensuring that South Africa had access to, you know, the U.S. market for their goods in 2015. Poultry industry agreed a quota with the U.S. where 70,000 tons of chicken per year is mm-hmm. imported into South Africa, free of the anti-dumping duty. That's still in place. So, you know, we've said to the Minister of Trade and Industry and Competition that we would be willing to engage at any level or where necessary to discuss the potential impact of AGOA on South Africa. And of course, would enjoy a seat at the table if there's any discussion around the poultry industry in South Africa, the exports of chicken, and on the flip side of the coin, you know, the imports that arrive at our shores from the U.S. We wouldn't want to see anything negative taking place that could, you know, influence our market negatively. We've invested heavily in capacity and expanded our production locally, created a number of jobs. So, you know, we obviously would like to stay close to that story. But, you know, we have a delegation there this week, South Africa does. And, I guess we'll have to see what happens or transpires from that. I believe the government's working hard to ensure that the AGOA benefits remain in place And of course, we should all support that as South Africans.
100%. Well, we definitely want to see ongoing support and efforts to ensure that we prioritize these goals. To close off with very briefly, we can't ignore the headlines regarding a cyber attack that took place well over 2 months ago. I'm just keen to understand, for the benefit of investors and even just an understanding of your operations, has that been dealt with and has there been any impact in terms of your numbers?
Google it too. So investigations are ongoing, but largely completed. No impact on the numbers. So our board is confident that there hasn't been any, compromise of our financial data at all. The incident or the hackers did not gain access to our financial ERP systems or the data. We obviously need to go through a process with independent or external auditors to ensure that. But that process well underway, and to date, no evidence that the numbers are compromised. So certainly we go out to report the numbers with full confidence. We have turned what is a negative into a positive. We've added additional layers of security. I think what we can say is that it's reported a lot of companies recently in South Africa have been impacted by the cybersecurity attacks. We were fortunately able to respond quite quickly, took our systems down through the monitoring that's done on our networks, were able to protect a large portion of our systems. But we did have some downtime. A couple of our processing plants were down for 2 days.
Okay.
So we, of course, had costs from that and lost sales and had to catch up the production of chicken. But, learned a lot from it. And I think this is an ever-evolving space and certainly a global threat now, and something that, maybe one doesn't give a second thought, but certainly top of mind, at the moment.
Definitely. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Mr. Arnold. We truly appreciate you making time, and most importantly, all the best with your efforts going forward. Looking forward to seeing how the environment this time does perform in your favor going forward. But thank you again.
Thank you very much, Google. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Gary Arnold is the CEO of Astral Foods.
Thanks, Google. And don't forget, if you eat McDonald's chicken, our chicken's also in there.
Ah, fantastic. I'll be sure to alert our listeners.
Yes, bye.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.